European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, a warm welcome along to the latest edition of the European Football Podcast here with William Hill, Dave Kellner and Lee Phelps here to bring you the definitive verdict on the European matches this weekend. We're going to look at a couple in Spain and four in total in Italy. First of all, a man that is making his long-awaited appearance on the European Football Podcast. I think his first time ever.
Nah, I've been on before.
Ever.
Sure, I've been on before.
Ever, listeners. Lee Phelps is here alongside myself, Dave Kellner. Lee, good afternoon, first of all.
Afternoon. I'm looking forward to this. It's exciting times. Obviously, a lot to be decided still in La Liga, although it looks like it's done and dusted. 1-10 Barcelona, 11-2 Real Madrid to win the title. Serie A, there's still a few things to sort out. Who gets that second automatic Champions League spot behind Juve? Is it Napoli or Roma? And at the bottom of the table, some Sunday night action, which will keep us entertained on in-play radio. Carpi, who are currently occupying 18th spot, due for relegation. Palermo are also in the danger zone, so we'll look at their games as well. Should be good.
Exciting times makes you sound like an adolescent. It does when you say exciting times.
I'm only a few years away.
It is exciting times ahead of this weekend. Let's check out those two games in La Liga first of all, but not without hearing this.
La Liga.
On the punt.
Yeah, we need something like this on the punt, don't we?
Just Derek going.
That was a perfect impression. Barcelona top of La Liga, 88 points, one game left. Real Madrid second, 87 points, one game left. Barcelona plus 80 goal difference. Real Madrid plus 74, which is incredible in itself. Real Madrid 1-5 to beat Deportivo away from home. 11-1 Deportivo. The draw 6-1. Enhanced odds there. Lucas to score and Deportivo to win is 25-1. It was 18-1. And Cristiano Ronaldo to score two or more and Real Madrid to win was 13-8. It's been enhanced to 7-4. And Barcelona 1-10. 1-10 to win at Granada, who are 25-1. With the draw 15-2, I don't even think we need to mention the Granada enhanced odds here. We just need to mention Lionel Messi to score two or more, and Barca to win is 7-4 from 13-8. Tell me there's a way Real Madrid can win the title and usurp Barcelona in the last day of the season.
Look, I think you're right. There's no way you would think that Granada are going to, you know, are going to beat Barcelona. They have had some recent form against them. They beat them a couple of seasons ago 1-0, lost 3-1 to them last season. So, you know, it's about as inconceivable as you can imagine that Barcelona, with a title in their hands, go to Granada and lose. You know, Granada on 39 points, Sporting on 36, you know. Yeah, they look safe, to be fair. You know, they've got a better head-to-head against Sporting. I think they'll still be playing for it. You know, they've still got Getafe kind of, you know, on their heels as well. It's not as comfortable as you'd have liked it to be if you're a, you know, if you're a fan of Granada. You would have liked them to be, you know, further away than they are at the minute. But, you know, they beat Getafe, you know, away from home right at the start of the season. And the result against them at home was 3-2. So, you know, they're safe. But I still think, you know, I don't think they're going to, you know, chuck it in here, Granada. I do think that they will be looking to try and keep the goals down to a minimum, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I think I look at that lineup and think, well, why would they give it up at this point? And I think Barcelona will just be happy with a win. You know, like I said, there's something a little bit strange about their form, you know, going to Granada. And look at Granada's home form recently, knowing that they had to stave off relegation. That home form has been really strong. You know, two defeats at home in the last 10 La Liga games, and that was to Real Madrid 2-1 and to Valencia 2-1 as well. you know, two of the better teams, you know, in the division. So obviously, especially Real Madrid. Look, I can see Barcelona winning this. I've been toying with Barcelona winning, both teams to score. But I think I'm just going to go on the Barcelona to win this, but, you know, not run away with it. Granada plus three is a better line. Plus two is 12-5, which caught my attention. But, you know, I think Barca could get three. So I think, Real Madrid will win their game. I think Barcelona will win this game. I'm going to go for plus three on the handicap at even money for Granada. In the Real Madrid game, Deportivo, nothing to play for. Been conceding goals for fun. Lost the last three at home. 3-1 to Las Palmas. 8-0 to Barcelona. 2-0 to Getafe, who are relegation threatened. I think Real Madrid let rip here. I'll do like the Ronaldo to score two or more and Real to win. That's priced up at 7-4 enhanced. He hasn't scored two or more in an away game for Real Madrid since September, when he scored, I think, four against Espanyol. So I'll leave that one alone. But I think Real Madrid will run out comfy winners here. There'll be runners up in the division. So I'm going Real Madrid minus two goals at 6-5. I think I can easily see that happening against a team who seem to have down tools. So Granada plus three, even money. Real Madrid minus two at 6-5. That gives you a double of just under 7-2 for your final La Liga fixtures.
Very good. That's La Liga. We're going to talk Serie A in a few moments' time. Do check out all the La Liga betting here with William Hill. Just go to sports.williamhill.com, click on football, click on all competitions, and you'll see all the matches ahead of the final weekend of the La Liga season. Let's move on.
Serie A.
Still a little bit to sort out as far as Serie A is concerned. We've got the second place finish still to be decided, so that's automatic qualification into the Champions League. And as things stand at the moment, Napoli are in the box seats. They've got 79 points from their 37 games with a goal difference of plus 44, with Roma in third in the table. They've got 77 points from 37 games so far this season. Napoli have Frosinone, who are already relegated, at home in their final match. They're 1-10 to win it. The draw 15-2 with Frosinone in the betting at 25-1. So they appear to be on the verge of getting the 3 points required to get that second place in that automatic qualifying spot. Roma, much difficult date for them with AC Milan. They're away from home in the final day of the season. AC Milan are 21-10. To win this game. The draw 12-5 and Roma in the betting at 5-4. And Roma's away form has been pretty strong recently, Lee. They'll be hoping that Frosinone for once this season turn up.
I can't see it, though, honestly. I mean, you know, not only have they been losing, not only are they relegated, but, I mean, look at the goals they've been conceding. I mean, they had that 2-1 win against Hellas Verona, who are lower than them, the only team worse than them in the division. Other than that, they had the 3-3 draw at Milan, which was their last game, 5-1 defeat at Chievo, 4-0 at Genoa, 2-1 at Carpi, who are the other relegation-threatened team, lost, that is. Sampdoria beat them 2-0. They did beat Empoli 2-1 back in February. Lost 3-1 at Roma, 4-2 at Torino. You know, I could go on, but this team is... do they just leak goals away from home? And it's really hard to see how Napoli don't do the same thing to them that other teams have been doing. You know, you look at... You know, there's surely nothing, you know, other than pride for this team to play for. Conceded the most goals in Serie A away from home this season, comfortably, by the way. 11 more than Palermo. They've conceded 46 goals away from home and only scored 17. You know, you look at, you know, Napoli's home form, look, lo and behold, scored the most goals in Serie A of any team, 45, even more than Roma and the champions as well. Only conceded 12. That's the second best defence. So you've got the best attack at home, the second best defence at home against the worst defence away from home. I can only see one thing, and that's a handsome Napoli win here. As you said, that will mean that they seal that second Champions League spot. Not just going to go for a win, obviously, because it's 1-10. Minus two. Bit skinny this. I wouldn't be playing this as a single necessarily, but minus two goals here is 4-7. can definitely see that landing. I think Roma will have a right go at this as well, though, because they've got nothing to lose here. They can't go any further down. You know, all they can do is attack, and why wouldn't you? It's not like they're shy in front of goal either. Yeah, you look at this is their final away game. As you mentioned, you know, it's at Milan, which is one of the trickier places to go. Second best away team in terms of scoring in the division with 36 goals this season. Only the champions Juve have bettered that. So I think they'll go there. They'll look to score goals. This is their run of goals away from home since they last lost when they lost at the Champions. They scored 3-3, 4-2, 3-3, 2. Milan at home don't always score, but when they do, they're involved in over 2.5 matches. I think we're looking at an over 3.5 here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Roma, 5 goals, 6 goals, 5, 3, 4, 4. There's lots of goals in their games, and this is going to be open. Why wouldn't they just go for it? So in this match, I'm going for the total match goals, over and unders, over 3.5 at 11-8. So that's my double, 11-8 on AC Milan versus Roma, over 3.5, and Napoli minus 2 at 4-7. So that's a bit skinny, a bit skinnier than I want to play, if I'm being honest.
The 4-7 are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a bit...
You're happy with the over 3.5, that price there?
I love that. I'd play that as a single, to be honest. But, you know, I like the double looks decent, the 4-7 and the 13-8 double. That'll do for me.
4-7 and 13-8, the double price there. We're looking at Napoli minus 2 goals at 4-7 to go with over 3.5 goals in the... Roma game, which is in the betting at 11-8. And if you play those as a double, it pairs here with William Hill 2.73-1.
Yeah.
So that's the double price. Napoli minus 2, over 3.5 in the game between AC Milan and Roma. Not just that battle for second place of interest in Serie A, though. We've got the third automatic, I nearly said third automatic relegation zone as if it was an achievement to get there. The third relegation
no
place to be decided yet, because Carpi are in desperate need of something. A win in this game would be absolutely ideal, and that's they could feasibly escape with a point, but unlikely. And Carpi are 35 points, Palermo 36 points, and one of these two sides are going down along with Hellas Verona and, of course, Frosinone, who we've just mentioned. And Carpi have to travel to Udinese, who got dragged into it for a time at Udinese. 7-5 there, Udinese, to win this game. The draw 21-10, and Carpi in the betting at 21-10. Palermo, heavy, heavy odds on to beat Hellas Verona, who have been relegated at 2-9. So it looks as if Carpi are going to go down with Frosinone and Verona.
Yeah, it looks that way. I mean, you find, like you just said there, it's hard to fashion an argument where you would see, you know, the results going the right way for Carpi, just because, all right, look, Udinese probably haven't got anything to play for. They've just been tonked 5-1 by Torino in the previous home game that they played. Before that, they were doing okay. They'd beaten Napoli 3-1, for instance. You know, these are the results that kept them afloat, effectively. But, I mean, Carpi just don't score enough goals for me. They only win, when you look back over their away form, for a long time, was a 2-1 win against Hellas Verona, who, as you said, are the bottom team, already relegated. So, you know, where are they suddenly going to get the goals from to beat this team? I can't see it. You know, maybe they can muster a draw out of this, but I don't think that'll be enough. I think Palermo, I think, as you said, will make light work of Hellas Verona. You know, even when they were playing for something, they weren't very good.
Yeah.
You know, again, you know, look at their away form. 1-0 win against Bologna is the only win in Serie A.
They barely score
season.
Either, do they? That's
no,
the thing.
Very low scoring. Look, I think both games could be low scoring. I think Palermo could maybe do it like 2-0, something quite comfortable. I mean, no one in Italy would want to back Palermo at 2-9, and no one in the UK wants to back them at that price either, to be fair. It's not the greatest price in the world, but I think they will get the job done there. I think Palermo to win 2-0. You know, as long as the nerves don't kind of take over with them, I can't see how they'll struggle to get past their opposition. So I'm looking at Palermo to get this job done relatively easy, 2-0, maybe something like a 2-0, to be honest. And in the other game, just a plain old draw I'm going to go for.
Yeah, I can see that.
I just don't think Carpi have got the wherewithal to get past Udinese in terms of the goal threat. So 21-10, the price for the Udinese draw is decent. And then I'm just looking for the win to nil price.
Yeah, it's 11-10, Palermo to win to nil. So a shared of odds against Palermo to win to nil.
Yeah, I could go for that. Decent, yeah. So the double there. That's the best double of the three that we've put up
it
in the European football.
It is 5.51-1. Palermo to win to nil at 11-10 and the draw in the Udinese Carpe match at 21-10. 5.51-1, that double. Don't forget, if you want to check out all the Serie A betting here with William Hill, go to sports.williamhill.com, click on football, click on all competitions, click on Italian Serie A, and you'll see the majority of these games on Sunday night this week, including these two, Palermo versus Verona and Udinese versus Carpi. Thank you for your company, Mr. Phelps.
It's been enjoyable. It's nice looking at a bit of foreign football. I feel like I've had a tan while I've been sat here.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Remember, you can follow myself and Lee on Twitter, at D. Kellner, at Lee Phelps. And do check out all the football podcasts online at audioboom.com. Just type in William Hill. And you can, of course, subscribe via iTunes as well. Thank you for listening to the European Football Podcast, and we'll be back soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.